Okay. This is my podcast. My podcast is going to be about the Marvel and DC Comics debate, which one is better, and who and why at all, why I think it will be at the end, and who I think I won. I just chose this topic because it's a huge debate. How I'm going to be doing this is I'm going to go after their from each franchise. I'm choosing their most popular movie and their most, like, one of their most powerful superheroes. And yeah, so let's get into it. So for Marvel's movie, we'll start off here. Marvel's movie I chose is Endgame. Actually, it's probably it's one of their newest movies with a whole event, all the Avengers. It's a super good movie. It has a great plot and all this. So, on release date, this thing was released on April 26, 2019, and the budget of this was $356 million. Alright, so on this Comedy Sense Media, they rated this a 5 out of 5. It was a very, very good movie. And for the likes on this film, 95% liked the film. It was a very good movie, as you can tell. It's an action and sci-fi movie, and it just had a great movie, and I liked it. I enjoyed watching it a lot. Now, for the Black Knight Rises reviews, this movie was very, it was good. It made me laugh a couple times, but you can't beat the ratings. So, on the ratings for the Comedy Sense Media, they rated this a 4 to 5, which is just lower than the Endgame rating. But, and on the likes, it's an 88%. It's also 7% difference, because on the Endgame, it was 95. I think we're gonna have to give this one to Marvel on the movies. Honestly, I think Marvel got this one. It's a pretty easy one because of their likes and on their most popular and that. Alright, so now that's done with the movies, we're gonna move on to who I'm going to use for them and why I chose them. I chose for Marvel, representing Marvel franchise, I'm using Odin. And for DC's franchise, I'm gonna use Superboy Prime. Now, why I chose these characters, they are very skilled in their, I think they're pretty even and balanced, because their abilities aren't even close to the same, but I think they could be very close in, like, everything. Like, it would be a very good fight to watch. But, yeah, so, let's just go into their abilities and powers. For Marvel, Odin. Odin is the leader of Asgard and the father of Thor. Thor is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, superhero character probably in Marvel. Not Marvel. Just probably in general. But I did not use him because it was saying, and I was just kind of thinking, well, if Thor's super strong, how strong is his father? You know, Odin, and I did my research, and apparently Odin's much, much stronger than Thor. So, if Thor's super strong and probably one of the most strongest superheroes in Marvel, and his dad's even, like, way more stronger than him, how strong is Odin? Well, Odin is the leader of Asgard, he's the leader of his place. He's the god of wisdom, poverty, death, and magic. And he also, for his magic, he can transform. He can make himself look different, and it can throw off his enemies, right? He can probably change to anything he could probably go even faster when he changes, you never know. He could throw off enemies. It's a pretty cool thing. But now for DC's side, Superboy Prime. Alright. He has the same powers as a normal Kryptonian when they're exposed to the yellow sun. So They get their powers from a yellow sun, where on Krypton, where when it exploded, it had, I think it was a red sun. So they get super special powers from the radiation, or like just the sunlight of the yellow sun. These powers include superhuman strength, superhuman speed, superhuman senses, healing, endurance, super breath, flight, x-ray vision, and etc. But with Superboy and Boy Prime, he's just different. He's stronger. He's like 10 times stronger than all of these. His abilities are just like boosted for some reason. He's just super strong, okay? And he's like Superman, but he's from a different universe. So he's even stronger than the Superman we see in the movies. I think this one's gonna have to give... I'm gonna have to give it to Superboy Prime, honestly. Thinking about it, Superboy Prime could just overwhelm with his speed. He can fly. He can, if Odin tries to manipulate him going somewhere, he could probably use his x-ray vision to find him, or superhuman senses, right? And then he could just zoom around Odin, right? I mean, Odin has, but then on the other side, Odin, he's a legit god. And he's old, he's kind of older, right? So he has all this knowledge of knowing how to fight, his experience, which Superboy Prime might not have like Odin. It's a very hard thing, but I think, because Odin could probably transform into a special, like, what's it called? Kryptonite. That could maybe weaken Superboy, but I don't think Odin can do that. I don't think Odin's going to be able to win this one. I'm going to give the win to Superboy Prime, which is 1-1 for them. Which, so, that means Marvel, in my opinion, has the better movies. And we could probably use different characters, but I didn't. So, maybe I'll find another person that could beat Superboy Prime sometime. And, yeah, that's my podcast. Thank you.